In all honesty, I can't help but wonder what got me here. It's so loud, and I wish they would stop screaming. By now, their lungs must hurt. Why do I always make the wrong decision? I don't get it. God must be a sadist who enjoys watching me suffer. All of us suffer, for that matter. But this time will surely be the last. I can hear them gaining consciousness and a thirst for blood. They're going to start searching sooner or later, and then they'll find me. They're no longer mounds of flesh. They've taken hold of the life I so humbly gave them. I can't do anything now. There's no way I can stop them. There's no hope for any of us. No hope. No hope. No hope. I'm so sorry. I was in my bedroom doing the typical at-home teenager thing, staying up late, digging around in the depths of the internet, and generally not paying attention to anything other than what was on my monitor. It was the early morning, around 2 o'clock, and everyone in my house was asleep but me. The room was nice and warm, despite it being the dead of winter, since we had the windows replaced last week. We had been losing heat, especially in my bedroom, through some old storm windows, but the bitter cold was now kept outside. I don't remember what I was doing. I think in the terror that consumed me, I must have forgotten. I heard a noise at my window, not the sound of a bug flying into it or the shrubs brushing against it. No, this was an odd noise. Thumping sound, something I had never heard before. I didn't think anything of it initially, whether that was because I genuinely believed it was nothing, or because I didn't want to find out what it was, I can't say. But I sat there for a moment and just listened to it. It was distinctly rhythmic. Thump, thump, thump. It only lasted 15 seconds or so, and then stopped. I shuddered, but shrugged it off, and after spending another hour or two browsing and consciously not looking toward my window, I turned the computer off and fell into an uneasy but uneventful sleep. This morning, after the sun had been up for a few hours, and the things that go bump in the night were doing whatever they were doing during the daylight hours, I walked to my window and spent a few minutes trying to replicate the sound I had heard. I tapped the window, bumped it with some soft objects, even locked and unlocked it, but I couldn't for the life of me figure out what was making that sound last night. Nothing I did was even close. I figured that the event had been a fluke, and the day was normal until this evening. My dad arrived home from work at the usual time and decided that the house was too stuffy, so he came into my room and went to open the window. We're in Texas, so winter evenings are sometimes very comfortable, as was the case today. Never in my life before that moment have I genuinely wished to be deaf. My dad forgot to unlock the window before trying to open it, and when he pulled it up, it produced the same noise I heard last night. My window only has handles on the inside. I've been lying down for hours now. It's 5:35 a.m., and there's not much I can do. You know what the worst part about my situation is? I'm in the same room with my parents. They keep looking at me, and I can't help but look back and try not to cry or scream. Their eyes are focused on me, and their mouths are wide open. There's the strong scent of blood, and I feel so paralyzed with fear. Here's the thing. The second I make any hint that I'm not asleep anymore, I'm completely fucked. I will die, and there's nobody around to save me. I've been trying to think of a way out, but the only idea I have is to rush for the door and run outside the front door and scream for help, hoping any neighbors will hear me. It's risky, but if I stay here, I'll surely die. He's waiting for me to wake up and see his masterpiece. You're probably wondering what's going on. I do get ahead of myself sometimes. About 3 hours ago, I heard screaming from the other room of the house. I got up and went to check on the noise before realizing I had to use the restroom. Instead of doing the smart thing and investigating, I used the bathroom first. I could have gotten myself killed right then for being so stupid, but I actually did my business and took a peek outside of the bathroom. There was blood on the carpet. I got very worried and ran back to my room, hiding under the sheets like the pussy I was. I tried to convince myself to go back to sleep, that it was all some really vivid dream or something like that. But I heard my bedroom door open. Like the terrified child I was, I peeked under my blankets to see what was going on. I could only see something dragging my dead parents into the room. It wasn't human, I can tell you that much. It was hairless, with no eyes and no clothing. It walked like a caveman with its back slouched as it dragged my parents. But this thing was much smarter than any caveman. It was aware of what it was doing. It propped my dad up on the edge of my bed and made him face me. It then sat my mother down in the chair and positioned her towards me as well. It then started rubbing its hands upon the walls, staining them with blood, and then drew a circle with a devil's pentagram in it. This thing had made what it would probably call its masterpiece. To finish it off, it scribbled a message onto the wall that I could not read in the darkness. It then positioned itself under my bed, waiting to strike. The scariest thing is now my eyes have adjusted to the darkness since then, and I can read the message on the wall. I don't want to look at it because it's terrifying to think about, but I feel the need to see before I'm killed. I peeked at the creature's masterpiece, and it simply said, "I know you're awake." I was halfway to the front door, and I felt the barrel of a pistol press into my side. "Get back in your car," a menacing voice breathed into my ear. "Make a sound, and you'll be dead before anyone can reach you." The pizza box in my hand suddenly felt as heavy as lead. "Please, don't do this," I whispered shakily. "Just take the keys out of my pocket and go." Instead, the man dug his gun so sharply into my ribs that I nearly gasped in pain. I turned and walked to the car as he followed closely and threatened to put a bullet in my brain if I tried to run. By the time I climbed into the driver's seat, my pizzeria uniform had grown damp with cold sweat. For the next half hour, I drove at gunpoint. My boss called me over and over again, right up until the man threw my still-ringing phone right out the window. "Do you believe in fate?" he asked, but I was too afraid of saying the wrong thing to answer. "Well, I do," he continued, and undeterred by my silence, he flashed a smile that frightened me. "You walked into my life at just the perfect time." I thought about telling him that this was supposed to be my final night on a lousy job that made every shift feel like an eternity, and that I wanted nothing more than to just go home and crawl into bed and never so much as look at a slice of pizza ever again. But I knew I would only make him angry, so I kept my mouth shut and gripped the steering wheel so tightly that my knuckles turned white. Finally, he commanded me to pull up to a secluded cluster of homes, where the man pointed towards a gray house that was an empty driveway and grinned wickedly. "We're gonna wait for them to come home. Then you're gonna take that pizza box and knock on the door. When they open it and tell you that they didn't order anything, I'll charge on in." "Are you gonna hurt anyone?" I asked warily. He narrowed his eyes dangerously, and my heart skipped a beat. "Just do what I say," he replied callously. "And then you can leave." But I didn't believe him. Time passed, and the scent of tomato sauce and garlic hung heavily in the air. "I'm starving," he said, and reached for the pizza box. He consumed two slices and was working on a third when I saw confusion flicker in his eyes. The gun slid from his grasp, and he began to frantically claw at his throat, gasping desperately for air. Foam bubbled on his lips as he wheezed and convulsed. I watched as his glare faded away into a pale, lifeless blue. And just before my captor died, I spoke the last words that he would ever hear. "It wasn't meant for you."It was a Tuesday night, and I had just returned home from my work shift. I was without a home at the time, so I lived at my mother's house. When I opened the front door, the lights were off throughout the entirety of the house, and my mother wasn't there. So I decided to call her cell phone, just to find out where she could have been and if she was okay. I laid my head on the bed in my room, pulled out my cell phone and dialed her number. Nobody answered. I decided to dial again in case she was busy or I accidentally called the wrong phone. This time, there was an answer, but nothing was said on the other side of the line. It was just empty air. I kept repeating hello, but there was no reply. I hung up, thinking that maybe she picked up the phone by accident or something, and then proceeded to dial again. Someone picked it up, this time. At first, it was just air, like the last call, but then there was breathing, followed by a grainy giggle, which was definitely a man's voice. He then hung up, and the call ended. I felt a chill go up my spine. I was dead certain that I dialed the right number. I called my mother all the time, so it was practically instinctual, and the number I called read "Mom" whenever I dialed it. I soon went down to the kitchen to see if I could find out anything else, or maybe a sign of where she went. Maybe I missed a note or something. But while I was walking toward the kitchen light switch, I noticed something. My mother's phone was on the counter. The same phone that I had dialed. Hello everyone, Dr. Redacted here, and I am just here to say thank you so much for listening to today's video. If you would rather listen to this on YouTube, just know that there is a YouTube version of the show. Or if you would like to listen to it on Spotify or anything like that, just know that there is that route as well. I would also like to point out the fact that, hey, I now have a gaming channel. It is called Helsing Gaming currently. You can find it linked in the description below. There I play some video games and just, you know, chat more casually. It's a lot of fun over there. You guys should go check it out. But most importantly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you like any more updates from me, just know that I do have social medias also linked down in the description below. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, be sure to do the thing that every YouTuber tells you to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps me out, and I can't thank you all enough. But until we meet again, I want to say goodnight, sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.